Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the world's greatest comic book podcast hosted by a masked wrestling cowboy hero. I am the Maverick, and you are listening to Maverick's Comic Roundup number 4. Our fourth episode this week, I'm going to be welcoming our friend Santa Kringle, who is going to be reviewing some comic book collectibles for us in a new segment for the show called Mr. Kringle's Toy Shop. We're also going to have Magic Mike calling in a little bit later on to continue to discuss our series on Netflix, the Luke Cage series, and hopefully a lot more. I do thank you for tuning in, and let's get right into some comic book news. We talked last week about New York Comic Con. That came and went. There was a lot of news coming out of that, and some more information has come out, and we've got some other comic news going on. So, this week marked the final episode of the very popular and very good Star Wars Darth Vader comic book series from Marvel. The final issue shipped this week, and it actually let to light. I'm having a little headphone trouble here. It brought to light a mystery project that Marvel had been teasing. A new Star Wars mystery comic has been unveiled, and it's going to be Dr. Aphra, the popular character who made her debut in the Darth Vader series. We'll be getting her own series coming this December, and she's going to be taking along some of the popular characters from the Darth Vader series and continuing her adventure. So that's really exciting. It was a great character, and the two droids that she traveled with, the evil version of C-3PO and R2-D2, were absolutely hilarious. So I'm very excited about Dr. Aphra, and I'm looking forward to that series. October 29th, just a few weeks away, is Halloween Comic Fest. Many local comic book stores will be celebrating by giving away free comics, having costume contests, and a whole lot more. This is put on by the same people who put on Free Comic Book Day every year, and it's their Halloween version of it. Halloween is a great time to celebrate comic books and cosplay and all that great stuff, and they have a series of specially printed books and mini comics, and they're encouraging cosplay and comic dress-ups, painting, or see what the free comics are. They have lots of previews. You can go to HalloweenComicFest.com. to find out if your local comic store is participating. Also coming in around Halloween time is a new Marvel animated film that's going to be released digitally and on demand on October the 21st. The movie is called Hulk, Where Monsters Dwell, and will feature, obviously, the Incredible Hulk teaming up with Doctor Strange and the monster version of the Howling Commandos that was in comic books a while back and has also made appearances in Ultimate Spider-Man. They're going to be teaming up to take on some monsters and some creepiness on a Halloween setting. So look for that October the 21st. Coming in January, we've talked a little bit on the show about this trend of big-time crossovers between companies and big-time characters, well, this January is going to see a new one. The Justice League is going to be teaming up the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Power Rangers from Boom Studios has had a resurgence. The comic book has been really popular. I've talked about it on the show before. They're going to team up with the Justice League, which is going to feature Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, John Stewart, the Green Lantern, Cyborg, and others in a 6-issue miniseries that's going to start this January. Marvel Comics is also teasing a very big X-Men event that's supposed to be a follow-up to the upcoming Inhumans versus X-Men miniseries and the Death of X events. There's promising next week they're going to give us more information on that, but they did release a logo just tonight. It's called Resurrection. And the event itself, the logo for the event, features the X-Men logo in the middle of it, as well as the Inhumans Black Bolt symbol that is on his costume as well. So it looks like they're still going to be playing with the Inhumans X-Men connection that they've been playing with a lot. There's two big events leading into that, and it looks like it's just going to keep going. So the event is called Resurrection, Resurrection, is how they're spelling it. DC Comics has announced two new miniseries coming. The first one, The Fall and Rise of Captain Atom, will be coming out, and that is coming in January, and will bring back the very popular Captain Atom character into the Rebirth universe. He hasn't been seen in a really long time, and part of the reason why is going to be addressed in that miniseries. The other one is The Odyssey of the Amazons, set in the world of Wonder Woman, and is going to be taking place before Wonder Woman came, and is obviously going to be an adventure featuring the Amazons. Next Sunday, October 21st, if you're in the tri-state area, head on over to the Flemington Comic Book Show. The event is from 10 to 4 at the Flemington Elks Lodge, number 1928. The address for that is 165 State Road in Flemington, New Jersey. Next week, we're going to have the event promoter, Bradley Estelo, on the show, and he's going to be telling us all about the event and the things they got coming on. So it's a cool new show coming up in the area if you want to go check out. He's got a lot of vendors coming and some creators and contests and a whole lot more planned, and he will be on the show next week to tell us all about it. So we're looking forward to that. All right, in new comics this week, we got a list of new comics. Like I said, these are just some of the ones that caught my attention every week, and some of them I've read, some of them I've skipped through, some of them I haven't. But, you know, that's the way it goes. The big book this week from Marvel, Dead No More, The Clone Conspiracy Number 1, The Spider-Clone Saga is back in Marvel Comics. A lot of people have some bad feelings about the original Clone Saga, but I don't know how much this is going to tie into it, but the last big clone event was not a very popularly well-received event, and Marvel is banking that this one is going to be better. I did check out issue 1. It's very interesting. As somebody who doesn't read a lot of the mainstream Spider-Man comics anymore, partially because of the Clone Saga, it was very interesting to see what they've done with Peter Parker and his supporting cast. And then to see them bring back the Clone Saga and another clone adventure. It was an interesting read. I don't know that I'll be sticking around for all of it, but I was very curious to check it out because there's been a lot of hype. Dead No More, they're promising to bring back characters that have long since gone, and the first episode issue of that definitely did. A couple surprises, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Also, from Marvel this week, Solo Number 1 and Mosaic Number 1, Great Lake Adventure. I am having a really bad time talking this week. Great Lakes Avengers Number 1 all hit. They're part of the new Marvel Now initiative coming out of Civil War 2. Slight issue with that is Civil War 2 isn't quite over yet, so some of these books may contain spoilers. may affect what happens in the books. We're not sure, but they're coming out. Also, Duck Avenger number one from Disney and Marvel. We have Darth Vader 25, which we already briefly touched on. That was a book I was very excited to read and enjoyed. There will be a review on it coming up. Star Wars The Force Awakens number 5, the movie tie-in adaption of the blockbuster summer movie from last summer, continues. Han Solo number 4, his miniseries is going. So they're your Star Wars books for this week. You've got Jupiter's Legacy number 4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle 63, Bob's Burgers number 16, All-Star Batman 3. Batman's road trip with Harvey Dent continues. Villains galore hopping in. You even got to see the Royal Flush Gang make a brief appearance this episode. And it continues to be a rough time as everybody, including Two-Face, is trying to get in Batman's way as he tries to find a cure for his friend. That's been a fun book. I've really enjoyed it. Doom Patrol number 2, Flash number 8, Superwoman number 3, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey number 3, Action Comics 965, Lumberjanes Gotham Academy crossover, the popular indie book The Lumberjanes and the popular DC title have crossed over. They're at number 5. Scooby Apocalypse, a wild reimagining of the Scooby-Doo universe. Number 6 hit this week, Uncanny Avengers 15, Deadpool 20, Old Man Logan number 12, Daredevil number 12, and Detective Comics 942, the final part of the big Night of the Monster Men crossover from DC Comics covering all of the Bat titles. That looks like it's going to lead into some interesting things, including a new status quo for Nightwing as he heads back to Bloodhaven, and Batman and company head off to confront another popular Batman villain in Bane next month. So they're the comics that caught my attention this week. Hopefully you found some that caught your attention. We are going to take our first commercial break. I'm going to get my tongue fixed, and when we come back, Mr. Kringle's Toy Shop.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance, branch NMLS number 173453, loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, welcome back to Mavericks Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network on Roundup Night, Friday night. And we are going to be joined by our guest this week, one of our new reoccurring segments here on Mavericks Comic Roundup, because we are getting into all things comic book culture. We also wanted to take a look at toys and action figures and collectibles, and when you think toys and action figures and collectibles, there is no better authority on the subject than Santa himself. So please welcome Santa Kringle to the show. Santa, welcome.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, my friend Maverick. And how are you on this fine night?
I am doing great, Santa. Thanks for coming on and talking action figures and toys.
Oh, it is my pleasure, my friend. And you know what? The toys I'm reviewing today are going to bring back a lot of good memories to a lot of people. Because what I'm reviewing is the Masters of the Universe animated figures. Now, if you don't know what they are, back in the early 2000s, Mattie Collector started reproducing the Masters of the Universe figures that we all know and love from the 80s. Well, in the last year, they started making new sculpts based on the 1980s Filmation cartoon. They look exactly like the cartoons, and they are wonderful. So if you have good memories of the cartoons, you're going to love these figures.
Oh, that's just awesome. I was a Masters of the Universe kid growing up. I used to run home from school because it was on at 3 o'clock, and I would get out right around then just to be able to catch the beginning. So I had a long history of the Masters of the Universe, seen a lot of the Mattie Collector stuff. And how does the animated – is it done in the same style as the original Mattie Collector figures? Are they in scale?
They are in scale, but like I said, they are more of it's actually like you're reaching into your television and pulling one of those fellas right out. But that's how good they look. They are still being sculpted by the Four Horsemen, who have done a wonderful job on that entire He-Man line. And they are so beautiful. Like, I could not believe it. Like I said, it looks like you just reached into the television and plucked one of the figures out. Now, of course, they have He-Man, Skeletor, Merman, and Beastman. And I was very, very impressed with the Beastman most of all, because the level of detail and everything, and they even have the toys and weapons that they used in the TV show is what's included with the figure. So it is an actual representation of the old cartoon.
So it's very accurate. So He-Man would come with the power sword and not necessarily the axe and the shield that the original action figure had. Is that correct?
That is correct. And Skeletor has his staff. And like I said, Beastman and Merman look just like it. It brings back a really lot of good memories. If you were a fan of the show, and you may not have been into the collecting, or you may want to get back into the He-Man collecting, and you thought, well, you know, the other line is so far along, this is a perfect way to get back into it. And the good news is, and a lot of people may not know this, that the Mattie Collector is going away at the end of the year, and a lot of people don't know that. And a new company.
So wait, Mattie Collector? going to be no more.
That's correct.
And then for those who don't know, Matty Collector is a line started by Mattel that were doing high-end collectibles available online, and they continued. They've done the Masters of the Universe figures. They did, I believe, Ghostbusters figures. And the Justice League Unlimited, once the cartoon ended, they kept the line going of the action figures for quite a while because there was such a demand with collectors, and they continued it. So it's a collector's-friendly line. Now, what's going to happen to their collector line?
Well, I don't know about the actual DC and the Ghostbusters, but I do know that the He-Man has already been picked up by a company called Super 7. And Super 7 has already announced that the figures that they are going to make are going to stay in scale with what's already out, and they are going to continue the animated line.
Nice. So you'll be able to continue, and it'll be done, still sculpted by the Four Horsemen?
Yes. Yes,
so it'll
the
all
Four
be
Horsemen
in...
are... And as far as their regular He-Man collection goes, I had saw some pictures... And what they are doing, instead of releasing four and five different He-Man and Skeletors, they are releasing one with all the different sculpts of the head.
Oh,
wow. So your Skeletor will come with the regular Skeletor head, the Kaldor head, which was his human form, and
right.
There are a couple others in there, and he comes with a cape, and so... You're basically getting like three figures in one. Oh, you can't beat that, can you, fella?
No, not at all. You definitely get a lot of collectible options there. Now, if I remember correctly, Super 7, were they the ones who did the 3¾-inch exclusive Masters of the Universe figures a while back?
You know what, my friend? I am not sure about that. This is the first time I'm learning of this company. You know, I visited some
okay.
of my friends in the toy, you know, because Santa has to shop around and look and keep up on all the new toys. And
yeah,
my
absolutely.
Friends were, and they introduced me, and this is the first I heard about the company. But maybe on my next time I come in, I can give you some more information on them.
Okay, I was just curious because I know there was another company that started making Masters of the Universe, and I was wondering if it was just a quick transfer over, if they were the same company that had done those. Because for a while, they weren't available mainstream. They were pretty much a convention exclusive, I believe, and it was smaller versions of the – kind of like the retro line that Funko does.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, my friend, I cannot answer that for you. I wish I could, Sam. I could tell you who's naughty and nice, but I don't know all now.
That's all right. It was just a question. Now, getting back to these figures. Now, do we know if they're going to be doing play sets and dioramas to go along with it, or are we just getting figures right now?
They just announced figures. But I am going to think that they are going to get into the giant figures, the animals, and you're probably going to see a new Castle Grayskull.
Nice.
Which is always very popular.
Absolutely.
And the wonderful thing about these toys is they're very durable and the playability is hours of fun.
Nice. So these are meant to get out of the box and played with.
Oh, you know Santa's theory on that. All toys should be taken out of the box and played with, my friend.
Very cool. Do you know how they're going to be putting them out as many per year? Is it going to be one or two at a time in sets or waves?
They're going to be put out in waves. And again, I do not know if they are going to be exclusives or if they are going to be widely released in toy stores, which I think would be wonderful for new generations of He-Man fans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while since we've had Masters of the Universe new action figures in the store since the last animated series, I believe. I know we've getting occasionally some some things popping up, but I don't think that's, I think that's the last time we saw any Masters of the Universe in stores.
Yes, yes, that was it. And maybe the last time when the they did the second series, and I think that was the last time we did see some Masters of the Universe figures. But I'm very happy, like I said, with the animated, and that they're going to continue this line. So they're listening to the fans. That's always a good sign. Because people did not want it to go away. And Super 7 had said, well, have no fear. They will be here.
Yeah, it's really cool that they're going to be able to continue, especially since they just started the new line of animated. Now, you mentioned the removable heads and all. Is that difficult to manage, or
from
is it pretty easy to do?
They look like they're going to be pretty good. They're interchangeable. It was a smaller picture, so it was kind of hard to see if it was the if you remember, they used to have dolls that used to have like a peg. Like a round peg, and the head would just pop on and pop right off. Or if they're going to go where the entire head pops off and fits into a little chamber.
Gotcha.
But again, I will see if I can get you a good picture of that, and I'll send that to you, and you can post that on your Facebook page, my friend.
All right.
But
sounds
the
good.
Skeletor one I seen was phenomenal. It looked. The sculpt was unbelievable, and this is going to be the first Skeletor with a cape. You know, he always
had
a cape,
and
they never produced a figure.
Right.
That's like making a Santa Claus with no cap.
Absolutely.
So
anything else you want to tell us about these figures?
No, I do not have a price on them yet. Now, again, they're probably going to be geared towards the collector's market, and the Matty collectors ranged anywhere from $25 to $40, so I'm hoping that these will probably be in the same range, or maybe even a little less, hopefully.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
So that is it, my friend. I will see you soon, and we will have more toy reviews for you.
That sounds good. Now, are the Masters of the Universe toys currently in stores?
They are mostly in collectible and comic book stores, and you could still get them through Mattie.com. I have not seen them in toy stores in years. Now, I know for a while they did try, and I just think that they just didn't work out in the toy stores for some reason or another.
All right. So if you're looking to get a hold of these Masters of the Universe toys, best hit up your local comic book store and see if they can get them for you. If not, go to MattyCollector.com while you still can.
And again, tell them Santa Kringle sent you.
Absolutely. Santa Kringle, thanks for coming in. You got anything else going on while we're getting ready for Christmas?
Well, you know what? Very soon you can go on Santa Kringle's YouTube page and see my live toy reviews. We're going to be trying to put up a new review every week, and you're going to get to see a live demonstration of the toys. And you know what? If there's a toy that you want sent on Santa Kringle on Facebook.
Oh, that's really cool. And, of course, Santa Kringle will be back on the show in just a few weeks with another toy or collectible to review set in the comic book world, of course.
Of course, because you know I love my superheroes.
Well, so do we here on the roundup. Santa Kringle, thank you so very much for calling in. I'm very excited about the new Masters of the Universe toys. I want to check them out because I didn't know they started an animated line.
Yes. Hey, you know what, my friend? If you stay on the nice list like you've been, there may be one in your stocking come Christmas morning.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. Thank you, Santa, and we will be talking to you again soon. Be safe and warm up there in the North Pole.
I will, my friend. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone.
All right. And that was Santa Kringle himself calling in with Mr. Kringle's toy shop. He's going to be calling in regularly. Like I said, you got to have somebody check out toys. Who better than Santa himself? There is no better expert on toys in my view. We're going to take another commercial break, and when we come back, we're hoping to have Magic Mike on the line, and we are going to talk the Netflix Luke Cage series, episode 3. So hang in there.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right. Welcome back to Mavericks Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. We are now segueing into what's become a little bit of a thing here on the show. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Netflix original series, Luke Cage, set in the Marvel Universe. I'm going to say we're going to start getting a little more into spoiler territory. The first week, we obviously shied away from it a lot. The next week, last week, we stayed away from it again, but now we're 3 weeks in, so I'm hoping that if you wanted to see the show, you've done it by now. We're going to start getting into spoilers a little bit. Magic Mike, host here on Totally Driven, is going to be calling in a few minutes to discuss episode 3. If you've been following along with Luke Cage, we got introduced to his world in episode 1. In episode 2, things took a big turn with the loss of Pops. And that's kind of where we left off. Episode 3 picks up shortly after that happening, and I am joined on the line with Magic Mike. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
I'm very good. And you, sir?
Good. I got some bad news.
Oh, no.
I didn't watch the third episode Luke Cage yet.
You haven't gotten to episode 3. Oh,
no, you know why?
Well, you know what? Why is that?
Because I got sidetracked with a girl from Krypton.
Supergirl, huh?
That's right. She got my eyes.
That is very easy to do. If I had a,
so I wanted to call up tonight and talk about some Supergirl. That's all right.
All right, we can take a segue and talk Supergirl. I haven't seen the new season yet. I'm catching up, but I did catch season one.
Me too, buddy. I'm on season one. I'm on the 10th episode.
Okay. So what do you think of Supergirl? Because when it came out, there was a lot of comic hate on the show. They were going to, you know, they talked about it being lighter in tone. They talked about it, you know, some people had complaints about Supergirl herself, that it wasn't going to be a good show. And it kind of shut everybody up pretty early on.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's funny. And I think this is where the world shows its ignorance, I guess. A lot of people that I know were telling me, a lot of my old coworkers were telling me about Jimmy Olsen. And they said he was black. And I said that I have no problem with the black Jimmy Olsen, because it really doesn't bother me one way or the other. If he's black or white, it doesn't bother me. I think a new Jimmy Olsen, you know, a black Jimmy Olsen will change things. Not necessarily saying that it's a wrong choice, but they've been doing that in comic movies. They've been making the character black.
Well, yeah, and a lot of choices. You know, it's the 21st century, and they make casting choices now depending on does the actor fit the role more so than does he look like the character. And a lot of hardcore comic people, they generally don't like change to begin with. So we've seen it with, to an extent, Nick Fury. We saw it with Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four, Perry White in Superman Returns, where they do change the ethnicity of a character, but it doesn't always change the character for the worse. I think the fact that Jimmy Olsen is he's a very different Jimmy Olsen in this show, the character himself, he doesn't sit back and wait to be kidnapped and locked in a safe like Jimmy Olsen traditionally does. He's progressive. He's helpful. He's confident. It's a very different Jimmy Olsen, and I think it really works with this show, regardless of what
he
looks
like. I agree with you. And the other thing that I like about the show is that it's on Channel 11, the CW, except for when it was on CBS, which was weird to be on CBS, because, you know, it's a whole different you know, situation, a whole different channel, you know. But to me, what I like about the show is the storylines and the episodes so far are very fresh. They're very, they're just from the first to the tenth, just the show keeps on moving, and you're introduced to different characters, and you know, there's just so much that's going on. And, you know, it's the first thing, I wish I was a woman, because I wish I could slap her boss in the face. Not to say the least. I do like Calista Flockhart. I think she's doing a great job. But I do understand why cats like that. I mean, you look at her mother. Her mother's really a bitch.
Yeah, that's the most direct way to put it, for sure.
Listening. I apologize for my potty mouth.
Yeah, and using Cat Grant, it's interesting that because Supergirl, when they put the show on, I had the same semi-issue with Supergirl that they had with Green Arrow when they were putting them on. She doesn't have a rich, deep rogue gallery. And in Arrow, they borrowed from the Teen Titans and Batman and everybody they could to make a rogues gallery, and Uber and Supergirl, they obviously borrowed from Superman and a couple other things, and taken those characters like Cat Grant and Jimmy Olsen, and it really made it interesting. And even Lucy Lane playing an important role in the show, and moving them into their own worlds kind of let them spread out a little bit. And Cat Grant was always one of those characters, a pain in the butt kind of characters, but putting her in a position of power like that and kind of reinventing her for the 21st century. Because in most of the time in the comics early on, she was a gossip columnist. Making her an aggressive and thorn in the side of the boss in a different way than Perry White was. Yeah. Superman, I think, was an interesting choice, and I liked it. I think she does a great job. Calista Flockhart does a great job at the character.
If you look at the storyline, and for everybody that wants to check out Supergirl, obviously you can go to Netflix or I don't know if you could buy the DVD. I don't know if it's on. It probably is out. I'm sure season one's probably out on DVD. Let me check into that. I'll check into it now. For everybody that wanted to know about Supergirl, like I said, watch the show because it's a good show. It's so different. The only thing I have a problem with is four or five people, maybe six, know her true identity. And it was kind of weird when she revealed to Winslow, and it was kind of weird, you know. And I like her adopted sister. Here's what I was shocked about. Hank Hensel, which we all know it's not really him.
Right.
That was creepy because I thought that he was going to be bad. I thought that he was, you know, because they kept on showing you his red eyes and they kept on playing the music. So now the music went along with his red eyes. So I thought something's going to happen. It's a wrap. It's going to be he's bad. But he ends up helping. So I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if he's going to turn. I don't know, but it's something to behold. And then the father aspect, which was Dean Cain. When I saw Dean Cain, originally I said, oh, Superman.
Right.
But I like the episodes. If I had to pick my favorite episode so far, my favorite episode will probably be when Supergirl saves the kid. When she was supposed to be babysitting Cat's kid, and he ended up trying to go meet Supergirl.
He sure did. Well, I was going to backtrack and add a little commentary to some of the things you mentioned
about
Hank Hensel.
Sorry about that.
No, it's quite all right. Just a little backstory. When I saw the Hank Henshaw thing, that is the name of a character known to a lot of people who read Superman as the cyborg Superman. He's an evil version of Superman.
That's right.
And when
I
saw that he was in the show and I saw the glowing red eyes, I immediately went the opposite direction, same way you did. I'm like, oh, they're going to do cyborg Superman because he plays a big role in the comic book against her now. And I'm not going to get into all that in case someone hasn't been spoiled. But so I got really excited thinking we were going to get the cyborg Superman part of it. And then when the reveal came and it turned out that he was the Martian Manhunter, that completely blew me away. Because early on, a friend of mine said, I think it's going to be Martian Manhunter because of the red eyes. I'm like, no, Hank Henshaw is the cyborg Superman. You're thinking in the wrong direction. And then when it turned out that he was the Martian Manhunter, I was like, wow, I had no idea. The casting of Dean Cain as her father, I think, was great. And Helen Slater, who played Supergirl in the movie in the 80s, is the mother.
Right.
That's just a fun nod to the history of Superman.
Episode that everybody was wondering what I was talking about, it's called How Does She Do It? And Cat leaves town and entrusting her son to Kara, and then there was a bomber. There was a couple of bombers and stuff. So it was really the pilot. See, the pilot was a very strong pilot. It actually it actually added something to the storyline. If they're going to start off, it starts off with, like she said, her story.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, she does an interview with Kat, and I don't know, it was just a weird thing. So from 1 to 10, because I got up to Childish Things, it was really good. And also, I was wondering if they were going to do something where you saw Superman, and obviously you did. He came out and he saved his cousin.
Right.
In one of those episodes. So that was a big deal. And now, you know, you got so many different looks. It was Hank who actually went and took the father away because they wanted Kara. Was that correct?
Yes.
Now the father,
and that was his agreement.
He adopted Kara.
Well, yeah, obviously she came from Krypton and they took
yeah.
her in and
And
kind
she
of
came
the, mirroring
and she
the
came
Kent
to
situation.
Keep an eye, and she came to keep an and oh, you know who we should talk about too? The aunt. The mother's sister.
Yeah, of course.
Is trying to be destructive, and they got into a little fight. But again, here we are. We're talking about these episodes in season one because we didn't watch it. First of all, the reason why I didn't watch it was because it was on a bad night. It was on a Monday night, which it's on a Monday night now, but at least I have demand. I can watch it on demand. But I'm watching Monday night. Monday nights are for me for wrestling, so it's hard to watch it. So as I'm watching them now, I'm thinking to myself, wow, these are really, really good. And Lucy Lane coming into the picture and her father coming into the picture was really weird for me. I knew they were teasing the aspects of maybe her and Jimmy getting together, meaning Kara
right.
and Jimmy. But then I thought maybe Wynn gets the deal because he's been really good to her and he's been trying to take care of her. And then another good moment that I really loved was when Kara loses her powers because she went up against that big monster in the previous episode. It was called Redface. And
right.
and then the next episode, which was 7, was called Human for a Day. So there was an earthquake and stuff, and people were getting hurt. And we all know the story that she went up and saved Jimmy because Jimmy was going to go and save people through an elevator shaft. And my stomach was burning up because I'm afraid of heights. And my point is to the whole thing is that she did all these things and she made you feel like, you know, Supergirl. She really truly, if I closed my eyes, I could see Supergirl in her. This girl is doing a great job at it. This makes me want to watch it every week. Forget every week. When I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go back to it. I've been watching this thing, man. It's crazy. It's like it took over me. So I love Supergirl. I mean, I give it an A. I just hope it stays good. You know, I mean, it's some of the episodes that I mentioned were pretty good. They made me crave more. So from 1 to 10, they were good. And then now from when I get off the phone, I'm going to watch 11, 12, and I'm going to keep on going. But it was a good show so far. And I give it an A.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you're going to definitely enjoy the last couple seasons because things really get ramped up, or episodes of the season, I should say.
For people that are thinking about this, you know, it's a good investment to watch this because then you got season 2 is on now. Also, what I want to talk
right.
about is they put on those, they put episodes on from the, what's the name of that other one, the other show, the Legends?
Yeah, Legends of DC just got uploaded into Netflix, so you can pretty much catch up on everything now, especially since they just launched the new seasons on the CW. I almost said WB again. Supergirl kicked it in the high gear right away with Superman right off the bat. He comes and makes a full appearance. Flash has been fantastic. Arrow's been good. I haven't seen the DC Legends show this week yet, so I'm still catching up on things. But
I can't wait for the Arrow show with Cody Rhodes on. That's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. It'll be nice to see the rematch we never got take place on the CW.
Definitely, you know. And if I could talk about some wrestling-related stuff, that'd be pretty awesome if I could do that for a second.
Absolutely.
All right. I just want everybody to know, all your listeners and you, I'm sure you didn't realize this, but it happened. Thanksgiving in Canada was Sunday. Well, it was Monday. But last Sunday night when No Mercy came on, cast with Smith Hart, we do it. It's called the Hart Grapevine. And we do it every Tuesday, but this time was a very special Thanksgiving episode. And I spoke to Harry Smith Hart or whatever. That's Davy Boy Smith's son.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Diana Hart Smith, who everybody knows that's Bret Hart's sister and also Smith's sister and also, you know, the mother of Harry and Bulldog's son. Ross Hart, who is one of the Hart brothers. Smith Hart, of course, is the host. Bob Johnson. And a couple of other guests, but no Bret. But anyway, it's a great show if you want to listen to it. It's on the network now.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't realize
and
that.
And guess who I had on my
happened.
Show Tuesday night? Sir Mo from Men on a Mission.
Nice. So you've been nailing some heavy duty guests, sir.
What happened?
You've been nailing some heavy duty guests on the show.
Well, yeah, I didn't. What happened was I nailed it for Smith's show. He didn't come on my show, but on my show I'm going to have Bruce Hart. I'm supposed to have these guests on my show. Well, I'll just tell you, Bruce Hart, Ken Butera. I was promised some big names.
Wow.
There's a guy that used
that's
to work
awesome.
For Smith. There's a guy that used to work for Stu Hart in Stampede, and he used to put together what was called spot shows. And the name of the guy is called Bob Johnson, and Bob's a really really cool guy. Really cool guy, Bob. And he promised me that he was going to help me get nailed down these guests. But how I got Sir Mo was because I became friends with him through wrestlers. So I asked him on my Facebook if he would be, you know, wanted to come on. And he was good. He gave us some good stuff. So you can catch that right now if you want. It's on demand on Blog Talk. And you go to Blog Talk Radio. And they go to Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And this week, I spoke to Bay. And I told Bay how much I love your show, and I told Bay what a great job you're doing.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. And if you want to listen to any of this, check out the show Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara.
The other show I'm talking about is the show that you guys should check out. That's the Hart Grapevine. And guess who was at a Megadeth heavy metal concert tonight?
Would that be Bay Ragney?
Who?
B-Bay Ragney? Yeah,
no,
I know he likes
X-Pac.
Rock and roll and heavy metal. X-Pac. All right.
Yep.
Interesting.
X-Pac.
All right.
Yep, I heard he was in the mosh pit tonight, X-Pac. So anyway, going back to what we were talking about, as far as the wrestling concerned, if you guys want to tune in, please, my friends, go to Blog Talk Radio, go to the Hart Grapevine, listen to Smith Hart talk about the Hart family. I am his co-host now. and I listen to these stories. And let me tell you something, the Maverick, these stories are great. You can't, you know, he talks about when Stu wrestled a bear. He talks about driving Andre the Giant around. He talks about all these guys. Smith is a great storyteller, and I'm glad to be a part of his show. So that's The Heart Grapevine, and that's on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And then, of course, Pro Wrestling Now. Tomorrow I'm doing a very special NFL on a Saturday because tonight I had issues, so I couldn't do my show tonight. But tomorrow I'm going to be back at it, NFL Roundup, and we're going to talk about the best teams in the NFL. That's for Sunday, and you know, we're going to break down some things. But your show is great, man. I tell you, I love your show. I think you have a great mind for this. I think your passion for comics and wrestling show, but your passion for comics because you're doing this show really, really brings out, you know.
Well, I very much appreciate it. I am having a blast doing the show. It's
hey,
great
I
that
have a
so many of the.
For you, though.
Okay.
You know how you
suggest
guys should do a top 10 list of like your favorite comics and I mean your favorite stuff. You should do like not a whole show dedicated, but like maybe a top 5 of your favorite villains or your favorite heroes or your favorite sidekicks, something like that. Yeah, you know, like a little mini list kind of a deal.
Well, you know what? That's actually a really good idea. I'm still playing with format and different things. I got a couple contributors, yourself, Princess Maria, Santa Kringle, my buddy Frank, our old buddy Frank. That's an idea, though, as I play with the format. Maybe we'll do something like that.
Yeah, Frank,
I think that worked
Frank,
really well.
Frank Namoli is a great guy. I think we're going to send him a pizza.
Hey, yeah, absolutely. Send them some pizza. Because we used to always send you meatball sandwiches or whatever.
That's right.
The top 10 was a great thing on the show. We really enjoyed doing that and the rest of
the
wrestling.
Yeah, that was fun. The list idea and breaking it down. I mean, I'm not saying to do it like, you know, you guys used to do it where you take up the whole show doing the list. No, what I'm saying is that do a little bit of a time. But I'm telling you, though, this is the time to be a comic book fan, my friend, because, you know, November's coming, and there's a movie coming out, and I can't wait. Doctor Strange is coming out.
Yeah, that's going to be big. Doctor Strange,
I'm
going to
watch
that.
I'm
going to
go see that. And what's the deal with Star Wars? Oh, I think we talked about that, right? The Star Wars? They're taking a break, right? And in December, Rogue One is going to be out. So it's kind of taking a break from the story, right?
Sort of. What they're doing is they're doing the saga movies, the ones that take place in the stories that we know, 7, 8, and 9, as it were, the continuation of the things that have happened since Return of the Jedi. Those are happening every other year. In between, they're doing smaller, more self-contained movies in the Star Wars world. The Rogue One is the story of how the Rebel Alliance acquired the Death Star plans, and then we'll have Episode 8, and then after that we're going to have the Han Solo movie, which is the origin of Han Solo, and then we'll have 9, and then another movie, and then they're going to keep going in that fashion. So every other year, you're going to get a storyline movie, one of the big saga movies, and then in between there'll
be a series.
So Mark Hamill's
going to be 90 by the time we see him?
He'll be just as old as Yoda. Yeah, they'll have actually a Mark Hamill puppet playing the role.
Are you serious? Get out of here.
No, not at all.
They're going to have I love, and by the way, for people that never knew this about Yoda, Frank Oz did his voice.
Yes, Frank Oz was and is the voice of Yoda in most cases. Tom Kane does it for many of the animated series and video games, but
yeah. But when you
Frank
listen
Oz,
to Yoda, yeah, when you listen to Yoda, and you hear him speak, I'm thinking of like Grover. It sounded like Grover. When
yeah.
I'm like, hey, how come that sounds like Grover?
It's okay to have a Jedi Master as a Muppet. So
yeah, that's what he was probably.
Right. Well, same studio made that character that made all the rest of the Muppets, so.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, it's one of those deals where you got, you know, I brought up Star Wars because I was just wondering, that's one of the questions I have for you about Star Wars, about the Rogue One, because I wasn't sure what was going on, but thank you for clearing it up. And people on the radio that never heard this man, Maverick is a comic genius. Listen to Maverick. He'll never steer you wrong.
That's some pretty high praise. I don't know if
is
I'm a genius,
check
but I do.
Be in the mail?
I gotta hook you up, definitely.
I'm excited to be on your show again. Thank you for the reminder. I was kind of in the middle of something, but that's cool. I love your show, Maverick's Comic Roundup, every Friday night. Right here on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment, Blog Talk Radio. We're on Spreaker, we're on Stitcher, we're on iTunes. So subscribe and enjoy. And Maverick, have a good weekend.
You do the same, sir.
And if you're in the football, I don't know, if you're in the football, you can call my show and talk football.
Oh, maybe I'll call in. You're on the air quite a bit, so I'll be checking in soon, and
we'll
talk.
Well, I'm going to be on the air tomorrow at 4 o'clock, so you can give me a call. We'll talk some football, whatever, and we'll talk whatever you want to talk about. I'm game. But I am on the air quite a bit. I do have 3 shows. Now I'm doing the co-host for Smith Hart. That's a lot in my illustrious career here on Totally Driven Radio. But I got to give one more shout out, and then I'm going. Bay Ragney.
All right.
I was going to say Bay Ragney, the man. Right now, I get on my hands and knees and do the Ric Flair praise because Bay Ragney is the best.
There you go. And some praise for the boss. All right,
yeah,
Mike, thanks for calling in, pal.
No problem, buddy. I'll talk to you next week. And I'll watch the Luke Cage so we can talk to Luke Cage.
All right.
All right,
we got to finish Supergirl first. All right, see you later, pal. All right, that was Magic Mike Ferrara. Mainstay here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. You heard his shows. Check them out. Pro Wrestling Now, I've called in on that one in the past. NFL Roundup, and now he's the co-host of Stu Hart. We've got a wrestling legend hosting a show here on this network, so that's pretty cool. All right, folks, just a reminder, next week we are going to have Mr. Bradley Estelo calling in from the Flemington Comic Book Show. He's going to tell us all about the big event coming up next Sunday in Flemington, New Jersey. We're going to get into him, talk about his background, talk comics, and talk about the show and everything he's got planned. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then the week after that, if you want to get into a little spoiler territory, on the 28th, we're going to have a Halloween special where we're going to be talking Halloween and horror comics, and I've got a guest set up for that we'll be announcing next week. So you definitely, definitely don't want to miss that. Thank you all for tuning in. For more information on my show, my blog, my appearances, or more, go to mavericksroundup.com. It's a little late this week. I was not hitting it as much as I should, but I'll be catching up very soon. You can also follow me on Instagram at Mavericks Roundup, on Facebook at Mavericks Roundup as well. You can also read my weekly comic reviews for Totally Driven TV at totallydriventv.com. And I'm also writing reviews for the Comic Universe comic book store in Folsom, PA. You can check out their Facebook at Comic Universe as well and check out those reviews. And if you are a Star Wars fan or want to know more about Star Wars, you can check out my Star Wars Family podcast, Galactic Clubhouse, that I host with my 2 daughters, Little Jedi Meggie and Princess Maria. You can check that out at galacticclubhouse.libsyn.com and on Instagram and Facebook at Galactic Clubhouse. I sincerely thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my 2 guests, Santa Kringle with his very insightful review on the Masters of the Universe animated line. I love that cartoon, so I'm definitely going to be checking out those figures. And, of course, Magic Mike for checking in and talking Supergirl. He got distracted by a pretty blonde, and Luke Cage had to go to the back burner, but that's fine. Anything goes on this show if you haven't figured out already. So thank you for tuning in, and until next time, happy trails.